America is at war. Globalists and leftists have taken over the highest levels of our state and federal government, our state houses, Congress, Supreme Court, and even the highest office of the land. They are indoctrinating our children, corrupting our morals, dividing our people, and attempting to eradicate God. But the weapon they cannot withstand is a people united under God and armed with the truth. Now join Pastor Steve Taylor, Director of Christian Rights Ministries and President of the Alliance Legal Group, for another episode of the Faith and Freedom Network.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's great being here today on the Faith and Freedom Network. And Colleen, how are you doing today?
Doing well today.
Well, it's election 2021 in Virginia across the United States, and so it's an interesting day. Before we start, though, please support us at the Alliance Legal Group. You have the information on that, Colleen?
Definitely. Yes, Alliance Legal Group is right here in Hampton Roads, and we invite you to check them out on the website, debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. You just go there. You can chat with someone. You can take a look at what they can offer for you and set up a consultation. They'd love to talk to you about your needs. If it's financial, other legal matters, they'd love to talk to you. So go to debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. And again, it's Alliance Legal Group all throughout Hampton Roads.
Well, again, we do appreciate your sponsorship of this program, but also the Alliance Legal Group. And again, when it comes to filing bankruptcies, we are one of the number one bankruptcy filing law firms in Hampton Roads that we've been filing them for myself, including the Alliance Legal Group for almost, since 1990. So that in 1995, as far as the law office of Steve Taylor and then thereafter as the Alliance Legal Group. So we file a ton of bankruptcies. We see an uptick happening now in people filing that's really just based upon this country, this nation being flooded with a lot of money during this pandemic, and that people really not needing to file quite a bit during the first year and a half. After March of last year, the government spending money like it was like they owned the printers. And so that because of that, that a lot of folks fortunately did not have to file. But now that some of the free money is going away and some of the foreclosures have begun, that we've seen folks needing some assistance. And so if that's you, then please contact us. We have a free consultation every time that you come on in. And actually, you don't have to come in. You can go to the our website, www.debtfreeva.com, and we have a chat box assistant that'll set you up a consultation with either myself or one of our attorneys, go over your finances and be able to assist you in determining whether or not bankruptcy might be an option for you that works to not only get rid of your debts, but also improves your credit score. And that's what we really find amazing, Colleen, is that a lot of folks, that they'll have $5,000, $7,000 worth of debt, and they'll say, well, why would I file bankruptcy? Well, the main reason I think most people that have that kind of debt would file bankruptcy is for the very simple reason that, for instance, they want to own a home, and they got a terrible credit score. They got a 400, 500 credit score that today, in today's mortgage market, you need about a 580. And if you've got a lot of charge-offs, if you've got a lot of derogatory marks on your credit report, they'll be up there for 7 years. However, if you file a bankruptcy within 2 years, that you'll not only get rid of all your debts, you'll get rid of all your derogatory statements. There's even credit counseling companies that can challenge some of the other information on your credit reports. And again, what we find is people within a year and a half, usually 12 to 18 months from the date they get their discharge, that they'll have a 700, 720 plus if they follow the things that we advise them to do. And we have a very helpful book that we've, an ebook that we've put onto our website that you can download free, no charge, even if you decide not to use us, just so we get that information out of what you should do in order to build your credit. And a wonderful credit repair company called My Jane Credit. It's on the website under our trusted partners. And take a look at them, that they do a wonderful job of cleaning things up. But until you actually file the bankruptcy to get rid of that derogatory information, it can haunt you for a long, long time. So we file a lot of cases just so that we get people's credit scores back to where they would like them to be, and very, very high numbers. And so we'd love to help you. And so give us a call, 757-482-5705. Or probably more easily found, just go to www.debtfreeva.com and set up a free consultation. We can pull your credit reports up, download them into your petition, do your appointments by Zoom or by phone. And in today's post-pandemic society that we're still being permitted to do phone conference hearings for your first meeting of creditors, that's called your 341, which happens about a month after you file. So you can do just about everything that you ever need to do straight from your laptop computer, even your cell phone, as long as you get us some documents. And we have four offices around the Hampton Roads area to help you, one in downtown Suffolk, one in Great Bridge, Chesapeake. We have one in Portsmouth across from Maryview Hospital. And then, of course, one office that kind of straddles the Norfolk Virginia Beach line on Newtown Road between the interstate and Virginia Beach Boulevard. So with all these locations, we make it very easy for you to come into the office, drop off documents, make it very simple for you to go ahead and take care of the things you need to do in order to get this thing taken care of. So we welcome you and we'd love to talk to you. And also this www.debtfreeva website that we go to. Also, this chat box assistant can give you the information on how to get a hold of me directly. If you want to talk about this program, if you want to talk about the things we talk about on this program, we'd love to hear you and talk to you some more and just get to know you a little bit better. So with all that said, Colleen, have you voted yet today?
I did first thing this morning.
Did you have, how busy was it at your polling station?
A little busier than usual, but still I got right in. That usually I can walk right in, so it's not too bad. I think some people early vote and everything, or I just catch it at a good time, but I've never really had a problem. But this, I actually had to wait a few extra minutes, which is nothing, but you know, it still showed me that there were more people turning out, which is a good thing. We like to see.
As long as they're voting for the right person.
Well,
That's it. Listen. Yeah, I used to say, yeah, just go out and vote. It's, you know, it's all about just getting out there and vote. But listen, those folks that put the current administration in, you can stay home. I'm not joking.
You're a man who speaks his mind.
You think I'm joking? Sure. I'm not joking.
I know you're not joking. I know.
I'm not joking. I'm serious as a heart attack. You know that listen, it's not even funny. Those folks in Afghanistan, they wish they would have stayed home too. You know that those people that can't get home from. From being left behind in Afghanistan, not including all the people let me just share this with you, that we're at a critical time in this nation's history. We're 1 year past the last time the elections was stolen, and the question is, in Virginia, will they steal the elections again? That's really the topic that we're going to talk about today. You know, that the scary thing is that people say, well, you know, Virginia, nothing there to look at, you know, that clearly, you know, Sleepy Joe Brandon, I should say, Sleepy Joe Brandon, he clearly won. You know, he won by, I think they said like 400,000 votes, but they didn't, you know, they never even looked at, you know, there was three, before 11 o'clock on November, what was it, 2nd or 3rd last year? I can't remember. But the day that we voted, the numbers were fairly close going into about 11 o'clock. And then, boom, 11 o'clock, 70% of the votes from that point forward were for Biden. Amazingly, 70% all of a sudden switched after they had that little break and things started happening. They had three dumps. They had three dumps of 300,000 votes that were 330,000, and that they were, let me just make sure I say this right, because let me go back to the Wayback file and make sure that I'm correct on what the numbers were, but that The votes were amazing. There were these big dumps of votes that just were amazingly one-sided, and we've never looked into it. And so, you know, that the there were multiple reversals, entries on the election night after 11. A lot of things just really just indicated that there was fraud involved, even in Virginia, that he could have won even Virginia, but we'll never know. We saw individual Senate and House votes that we thought were going to go one way just all of a sudden radically change another. So, you know, we see an election now that the pollsters, you know, and they never put the Republicans ahead prior to a vote, because they know that if they're going to steal it, that they have to make sure it looks like it was close. Say I can't even say his name now, I'm so upset, that Youngkin is ahead. You know, that they actually say he's ahead, and people are saying across the nation, what will happen if Youngkin wins? Well, you know, I think we should vote. I think we should definitely vote. I think we should trust the Lord that if he wants us to have a change in the direction we're going, that he would give it, and you can't do that unless you go out there and vote. But I'm telling you that it would surprise me, you know, that if you know, I heard today, I said, well, we'll know by next Tuesday who won. What? Next Tuesday?
Hopefully we know tonight.
The same issue. We're not going to know by tonight. It's going to be one of these things, because they've rigged this early voting thing that say they're going to take until next Tuesday or Wednesday before they can count the votes. So it's very discouraging already to hear that we're not going to have the days of you vote and at 9 o'clock that night you would know who win are over. The Democrats have completely caused that to no longer be the case. And so that's a very, very unfortunate thing. But your thoughts, Colleen, again, that we should definitely go out and vote. But what are your thoughts about the chances that this could be a fair election?
Well, I just know it's a pivotal election for our state, for Virginia. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned before, that there's a lot riding on this. There's a lot at stake. There's a lot. It's a very serious, very critical time. And so I do encourage everyone who's listening to be a part of that, and to we've been having a lot of messaging here on the station regarding vote your biblical values and those kind of things, which I'm wholly supportive of and fully part of that. I don't know about, you know, there's always a chance for fraud and everything. I just got to keep praying and think positively that hopefully the numbers will show up and turn out regardless. You know, I know that there's people who,
there's more than a chance. I mean,
right.
I mean, the same folks that were, listen, the same folks that were in charge last year are still in charge this year, and nobody's investigated them. You know, we had within a few days of the 2020 election a year ago, we knew that there were 330. You never even hear about it. The fake news, legacy, mainstream media never even reports it. But there was 330,000 vote drops for Joe Biden right in the middle of the night, of which it was 300,000 to 30,000. Three vote dumps just like that. Did you ever hear about that?
Yes, we heard about that for sure.
We heard about that. I mean, a lot of people didn't, but that's what happened. And it was never investigated, never. And now we're seeing happen again that Virginia's Fairfax County apparently are not going to even require that the last four digit of the Social Security number on absentee ballots are put on there, which is against, that's violates election law. And so, you know, we see a lot of things already happening. We already see things that are very concerning,
we're sitting on our hands
again, and we're not doing anything. And you know, I cannot see how things are going to turn out any differently this time. I think we're definitely ahead. I think that this state is completely done with, you know, the liberal, progressive, communist sort of direction this country and the state is going. I think that, you know, you go on the TV, everybody knows the, and you've got kids, the comments that McAuliffe made about the parents shouldn't have a right to know what their kids are being taught.
Well, and this is why I have hope for this election. I think that the messaging there was clear, and so I think people are voting. That became a very, very strong issue with the role of parents in their schools, in their children's education. You know, we've seen that in Northern Virginia with some of the fight there in the school boards, and we've seen that here locally, Virginia Beach in particular, some of Newport News, where parents are trying to get involved with issues regarding, you know, curriculum and policies and different things like that. So I think we have seen a change towards where voters are standing on that particular issue, and you know, for instance. But you do have Tony on the line. I don't know if you want to see what his take is on our Virginia election or not.
Well, he's coming down here in a couple of weeks, so let's get Tony on the line and see what he has to say. Tony, how are you doing today? Tony.
Tony,
hey, how
are you
doing,
Steve? Hey, I'm doing well.
How are you doing?
We're talking a lot about the Virginia elections. I know that you're out there in Arizona, but what are your thoughts on the election or anything else?
Well, I think the one thing people have to be aware of this week, this year, is look for similarity and patterns. Look for informational similarities. I mean, we just had the Gavin Newsom issue where Gavin Newsom should have been replaced, and they raised three times the votes required for him to be replaced, and then all of a sudden he wins in a landslide again. That doesn't mathematically add up. Now, where you're at, McCullough, it sounds like he's well ahead, and it looks, so tonight, look for the pattern. It's suddenly, you go to bed, and McCullough's ahead, and we wake up tomorrow morning, and the other guy had 1 million votes or 100,000 votes show up out of the blue, then you got to say what happened, because we've never had that in history. We're in a place right now where we got to stop thinking about all the things they're giving us to distract us, the coronavirus, so that all the stuff they're doing to make us not think and start focusing on one thing at a time, and the election's important. If you guys get a Republican in that office, oh my God, the whole state changes.
Oh, it would change everything, and I think that's the problem. That's why the steel is on, you know, that they mm-hmm. can't let that happen. We have, listen, if you're out there and you're thinking that the world is still the same as it was than it was even a year ago, that you've missed what's happened during the year. We've gone through a lockdown, shutdown, corona pandemic, vaccine mandate scenario that has been orchestrated by some really bad folks in some really high places, and that unfortunately that it's not, and listen, it's not just, listen, if you're voting Democrat, well, you know, that's certainly you're right, but that the truth is that you're bringing us down quicker than you can imagine. But even if you're voting Republican, there's a real good chance you don't have a clue about what's going on. That from a standpoint of our elected officials, I mean, they didn't do anything. I mean, we've gone a year now, and nothing. Nobody's been held accountable. Nobody's been on a state, local, federal basis that. We're very, very concerned here at this station that if, you know, that whether you call yourself a Republican or a Democrat, that there the powers to be, the people that are financing the elections and doing the things that they get these folks in office, are holding these folks hostage to how they're going to vote and what they're going to do, and it's very concerning that it's no longer like it used to be when you went out and voted for somebody. And it's probably been a long time since the political influence those folks that you're voting for didn't have substantial political influence that really equated to a control of their positions.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, do get out and vote. You know, that's the only option we have at this point. And, you know, who knows? You know, ultimately, the Lord's in control. If you know that we're in the position that we are in, is because that we're in a period of chastisement, maybe a period of judgment. You know, that very likely that we're going through a period that's going to enter into that last period called the last days, the end times, the time of Jacob's trouble. And so, you know, that very well might be the case, but we should do the right thing. We should vote the Bible. We should vote our consciences. And so I'm not asking you to vote Republican. I'm not even asking you to make a determination based upon what side the candidate, the party's on, but do vote the Bible. And when a candidate seeks to openly acknowledges that they're going to be voting for Planned, that they're going to be encouraging Planned Parenthood, that they're going to be voting for abortion, how can you possibly vote for that candidate? How can you possibly vote for socialism, for communism? You know, that the if you haven't figured it out, socialism and communism is exactly opposed to a Christian worldview. You know, that the Holy Spirit is supposed to guide a person, not the government. And so when you get to the point where you're voting socialist, voting, and again, in America, that, you know, the Democrats have gone far from being socialist, that they're fast approaching the far left communist sort of ideal. But even the Republicans are well, you know, they're no longer mid road. That most of them are either establishment and just doing whatever they're being told to do, or socialist. So, you know, this country's in a bad shape, Tony.
It is. And the one thing people have to understand is, okay, God's in control, but God is not controlling everything. We have some free will in the process, and it's our obligation as people to hold on to what's true, noble. And if you want freedom, you got to stand up and vote for freedom. If you want things to change, you got to say, no, I'm not accepting the results that don't make any sense. They're really good about playing things off. And you got to realize, I really don't think we're fighting Democrat, Republican anymore. I think you're totally right. I think we're now fighting them and people who are true patriots of America who want America to stay free.
That's right.
If you want a free America, put aside Republican and Democrat. When we went to war, you didn't see them put you in the military by Republicans and Democrats. You're all fighting the same enemy. Well, we're now all fighting the same enemy. And it's the enemy coming to take our freedom, to take our liberty. That's just the idea that they want you to take something into your body, let alone now they don't want you to believe that the election was ahead by a landslide at night, and suddenly in the morning the other guy gets lowered back and won. People should not accept that logically. You have to look at, you can't blow out all the normal trends, all the normal data sources, and say for the last 40 years, this is how we predicted the president, and then suddenly that's out the window. That's just like they're doing now with science. Science has always reacted a certain way. They're trying to destroy what we know as common sense and put their narrative into it. You know, I mean, we have to be careful. You have to stand up and say, no, this isn't right. I want you to investigate and not take no for an answer. That's the biggest thing. We have to get past this docile population we have now and say, it's okay. Sometimes the best thing I can do is offend somebody. If I make them think, if I make them think and I save their life.
You know? Well, we have really good, you know, the Republicans actually are running a few candidates that, you know, there are, you know, I've heard the ads calling for Winsome Sears. You did a nice job in preparing that ad. She seemed like a really a person that loves the Lord, and that somebody that is against critical race theory. She's she's a, you know, an African American black female Republican candidate that understands that this isn't a, you know, that critical race theory divides, it subjugates. It's, I've never thought the day would happen that mainstream thought would be pushed that would discriminate against one race or the other, and that the an ideology to be straight out of Antifa, straight out of communist workbook theory, to be become mainstream in the Democratic Party about hating white people is just amazing. It's just and mm-hmm. with less rejection than you would even possibly think. It doesn't even make any sense. Can't even understand it. And the kids are being taught this. The kids are being taught. Mm-hmm. And, you know, McAuliffe said, you know, the Republican or the Democratic candidate for governor, he said, oh, no, we don't teach critical race theory. You do. And it's all over. It's just so obvious. I mean, it's just there's documentation. And so it's a really scary place that we're at right now. If we have four more years of the Democratic Party, we're just going to be lockstep with what the federal system's going. And you know that what we see across the nation is people flocking to red states. And there's a reason for that. It's because blue states are repressive, that they deny freedom, that they take away. I think one of the real pluses for just the average person that's not really following it too much is the pocketbook issues that we have out here. That Colleen, what are the? I think we have three or four really popular proposals that I think Mr. Youngkin has. I think he's going to get rid of the food tax.
Grocery tax goes away. Yes.
Yeah, the grocery tax. He's going to suspend the
gasoline
tax.
Yep.
The Democrats just put on.
Yes.
And there was another tax he was going to get rid of too.
I've heard the grocery and gasoline, and I know he was going to, you know, roll back mandates and those kind of things too. So
a lot of people like that kind of stuff. You know that. As opposed to, you look at the federal budget and this, you know, the green tax, the $3.5 billion, I guess it's been reduced down to $1.8 trillion, whatever mm-hmm. the number is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just full of, you know, spending money that somebody's going to have to pay for. The amount of debt the average American have, I forgot, it was like $200,000+ per person now. And they just keep mm-hmm. spending.
Well, this whole system we're in is crazy. I mean, there should be some simple rule put in place. No bill can be more than 1,000 pages, let's say. If you want to have more than 1,000 pages in a bill, you make two or three bills. As long as they have the ability to make us not want to read that bill to figure out what's in it, then they have the ability to put what they want in it and get what they want. And it's time for Americans to realize it's time to take some action. Send letters, call. Don't really talk to your friends, share, don't be afraid to talk. Because the one thing they're afraid of is your voice. That's the whole purpose of 6 feet apart and isolation. That is a communistic set of rules from the beginning. And the whole purpose is communism always starts in socialism. Socialism starts, it can't sustain itself, then you become communistic so you can take other countries' stuff to pay for your stuff. And that's just... it's always been around in history. That's the way it always did work. So we need to be very careful. We're at a critical part in our country right now, and it's time for us to say, we the people don't like this. We the people don't want this.
Yeah. Well, you know, Virginia very well may be ground zero. It's a bellwether state, and there's a lot to people will be looking at what happens in Virginia. Again, unfortunately, not tonight, but during the next week, and who knows what's going to happen during the next week. Things that are going on in Virginia now, Tony, we got transgender policies, critical race theory that has taken off and has been part of this Commonwealth for the last, we had a Values Act passed last year that is just absolutely far left, it's really just about a time that if we don't take it back, if we don't take back our freedom, if we don't go to the polls and then demand that the election is a fair one, it's all over. Our school system's in jeopardy, where our kids are gonna be taught whether or not we're gonna be able to live where we want to live, whether we're going to be able to even drive vehicles, what's at stake at this particular junction for Virginia is immense. Will we be a red state going forward, or will we continue to be a blue state? And if we become a red state, we could send a signal across this nation that America wants to take back what has been stolen. You know, we don't want to build back better. Just leave us what we had before you took it over. You know, we don't want you to build back anything. We just want the country we had before you stole it.
Steve, we're out of time, so you'll have to wrap it up on that note.
We got 1 minute, Tony. I'm going to say goodbye to you. I'm going to say goodbye to Colleen. Again, if you want to contact us, go to www.debtfreeva.com. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your business. And again, please contact us. If you'd like to just make any kind of comments, go out and vote the Bible, vote the issues, and we'll talk to you on Thursday, and maybe we'll have a little bit better idea what's going to happen in this Commonwealth. God bless, and take care.
You have been listening to the Faith and Freedom Network, sponsored by Steve Taylor and the Alliance Legal Group, Hampton Roads' hometown attorney for more than 30 years. For more information, you can contact them at debtfreeva.com. That's debtfreeva.com. And tune in every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Lighthouse for Faith and Freedom Network.